This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. So, I wanted to share this with Kyle and the class. So, we're working on this 2011 Cadillac SRX. And it's a pretty sporty-looking car. It's a, you know, if you like the modern design, it's kind of nice-looking. And so, I'm kind of a basic guy, and one of the things that I thought was worth checking out is the spare tire. Well, there is no spare tire. This is a 2011 Cadillac SRX. It's a front-wheel drive. It's got a V6 in it, sideways engine. No spare tire. Now, I don't know. Maybe Cadillacs don't get flat tires. Maybe there's something special about them. But every other vehicle I know gets flat tires, especially around here. So this is a kind of an interesting car. And, Kyle, I don't think you were able to listen to this morning's opening, but I talked about we did a pre-purchase inspection of this vehicle. Customer wanted to buy it and wanted to know what we thought of it. So it takes hours for us to go through it. No spare tire for one, mismatched tires for another. But when we were all done, it was so cold, we wanted to just push the vehicle out. So when we work on pickup trucks and, you know, customers bring them, when it's really cold, we have a three-car garage with a lift in it. And when it's really cold, we don't want to start the truck up and, you know, get the exhaust in the whole garage and then cool down the whole garage because it's colder outside than it is inside the garage. And we don't have heat per se, and we have some heat, but not much in the garage. So we don't want to make the garage colder, so we typically push the vehicles out. You know, sometimes it takes two, sometimes it takes three of us to push the vehicle out of the bay, and then we close the garage door and then start up the vehicle. Well, we couldn't do that today because this particular Cadillac has push-button start. And you can start the vehicle and then back it out. That works pretty well. But you can't just put it in neutral and push it because you got to push the button. And then pushing the button starts it. Kind of a strange thing to me. Kyle, do you have a dislike for these push-button vehicles as much as I do? And the no spare tires? I mean, really?
Vehement. I hate them things, but with a passion. They have become, if you want something that, let's see how to put this. If you want something that will totally take away almost any ability for you to do anything on it without having to take it to a shop, get one of those cars. If that's what you're searching for is complete dependence upon someone else to have to work on it, that's the car for you. You know, I used to many years ago, I tore up my back and I had to do something. I had kids to feed. And so I worked at a dealership selling cars, many, many years ago. One of the first things until my back got better and I could start turning wrenches, or then I ended up being a service writer and then a service manager and stuff. But anyway, I sold cars for a little bit. And, that was, The Cadillacs were the most, in my opinion, they were some of the most beautiful, good-looking vehicles. They have just a smartness to their look, and I love the look of them. But crying. How loud did was they? Were they a nightmare beyond? After they got out of warranty, the poor people would end up selling them and getting rid of them. The poor, or I'm just saying middle class people. I wanted to jump back just real quick, Vince, if you don't mind. I'm fine if you want to pursue this even further, you know. But I was going to say, when I built my chicken coop, I did a couple of things, because we've been doing this for 30 years, my wife and I. And so, I mean, thereabouts. I'm not trying to be specific. But in any case, my wife says even longer than that, just laughing at me in the background here. But anyway, I put everything into what I knew to be to make this the best and easiest that I could. When I built this chicken coop, I put in three separate rooms. One of them is it's got two little rooms in this section. So if you picture something approximately 30 feet long, there is approximately three sections in it. One section was for ducks. We knew we weren't going to have a lot of them. That's the first section. But half of the first section has two non-working chest freezers in it that we use to store grain. And then so half of that section is a small area for ducks to go in and out. And the next section is a little bit smaller section than the big section that's on the end. And but I poured concrete on top. And I did that because when you're cleaning out the coop, it is so much easier to scrape on top of concrete, and it doesn't rot like a wood floor. So I put that in. And when I wired it, I wired in two circuits. One circuit is operated with one switch that will turn lights on, one extra set of lights on in every one of the coops, in every little section or room has its own one switch to turn them all on if you need to. The other circuit was wired, and it also has some outlets hooked into that. The other circuit was wired directly to a one outlet. And this one outlet, out of the outlet, was a timer. And I have everything in those sections, that there's one light in every section that runs off of this timer. And the wiring comes to one plug-in. I put all the wiring into one plug-in. And that one plug-in plugs into the timer, which plugs into the outlet that's got the constant hot on it. And so one circuit of my entire chicken coop that goes to only lights is wired into this timer. And so that's the way, one of the ways we keep more eggs, producing eggs year round. We do use an LED lights. We use the 5,000 Kelvin lights that to imitate daylight in there. But all of those circuits, so that I don't have to worry about it. They come on I don't change it for daylight savings time. So they come on right now. They were, when daylight savings time happens, they'll be at 6 o'clock in the morning, but right now it's 5 o'clock in the morning they come on. And then they go off at this time they'll go off about 10 to 10:30, or I can't remember exactly what I had it set at, but I think it's somewhere between 10 and 10:30 at night. Now I do that for a reason, because animals, chickens in particular, and ducks in particular, need at least 14 hours of daylight to keep laying. And so even though they don't go outside right away in the mornings at 5 o'clock in the morning, they're not going to want it. It's still pitch black here till around 8:30. So they get daylight right away, and we're still getting 2.5 dozen eggs a day minimum. And then the ducks have slowed down with this cold weather, which is what they normally do. The cold weather will zap them. But we're only down with 9 ducks to just get 2 duck eggs a day. But in any case, that's how I set this up. And I put, it's not super duper insulation, but it is R13 insulation around the outside walls. And there is, the doors are insulated doors. So, except for the one going into the grain room. But, anyway, so that just gives people an idea of what I did in order to continue to get eggs. And LED doesn't require hardly any power. You know, I can run all of them if I need to off of a little, small 1300 watt generator, and that'll burn, you know, 1 gallon of gas practically a day. So the other thing that we do, just for people to get an idea here, when you walk in the door on our coops, the nesting boxes are on the left. And we walk in the door, and you turn to the left, and I get them there is always fresh. We went away from straw. We went to nothing but alfalfa because they'll nibble on it. As well as it makes a really good nesting material. So we will put that in there, as well as allowing them the flake that I put in that little sleeve to keep them, you know, keep them eating. Because if you can keep an animal eating, especially greenery and good quality feed, they'll keep laying right through the winter. The lady that we sell to a lot of times or will give to, she will definitely, we're about the only ones, she said, that can keep eggs coming to her in the winter. So that's just a few little tricks of the trade that will work. I have heard of people that use regular greenhouse plastic, the real heavy-duty stuff, and they can let their chickens go around out there in that with no light practically at all. I don't know how many eggs they get, but that is another thought as far as not having any, you know, not having any lights on them at all. But our experience has been that if they don't get 12 to 14 hours, they stop laying through the winter. But anyway, that's kind of some thoughts on that. And I agree with – you can go back to the Cadillac if you want. I just wanted to kind of finish the thought on the chickens before we let it go.
Yeah, I like everything that you said. I had a couple quick questions. How – do you have a problem with ammonia gas from the chicken poop corroding any of your wiring?
Not yet. I do have, like in the larger coop where we have the most chickens, I have a window in the back and a window in the front. And I crack both of those about 3/4 of an inch all the winter long. But there is, I understand where you're going with that. I did use, when I wired this in on the outlets, I have, we called it NOx. When I was an electrician, it's just an oxidative, non-oxidation grease. Mm-hmm. And I put that on the connections. I'll finish that on the other side.
I get such a charge out of broadcasting with you because that was one of the things that I woke up in the middle of the night and I wrote down NO-OX. That was one of the things I wanted to cover with you today. Fascinating how this works. We'll be right back, class.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us, and these are lessons that are in the book, 5-Minute University, and Kyle and I are talking about lessons that just, frankly, you don't learn about on radio, right? So the ammonia gas was a concern for me. And what I did, Kyle, is I bought about 100 of these porcelain keyless lamp holders. So, class, if you want to know what that is, you've seen them. They are these white porcelain 4-inch round holders for a lamp that you screw a light bulb into. And they used to use them in closets, used to use them in basements. And Coates says, y'all better not be using them anymore because you could bump into that bare light bulb that's not protected and you can all hurt yourself. So they don't meet code anymore. At least that's been my research. But I don't care about that. I've got about 100 of them in our barn. And I like them because I can screw in either compact fluorescent light bulbs, 7 watts a piece, or I can screw in the LED light bulbs, or I can screw in incandescent light bulbs. And I like them. And I even put one in the chicken coop. And I have it aimed horizontally with 125-watt infrared light bulb. And you can get infrared light bulbs with the red coating or without the red coating. So the red coating lets you see reddish-colored light, and the ones without the red coating let you see kind of a yellowish-white light, kind of a soft white. And they both can be infrared, but you've got to get the bulbs that say infrared. And so we have the 125-watt version. We want to make sure we don't cook the chickens because if they get too hot, it'll kill them. So you really need to pay attention to the temperature inside your chicken coop. And one way you can do that is with the non-contact thermometer. You can aim it at things in there, and you know the floor, and you can aim it at the roost, the bars that they roost on, and see what the temperature is. And if it's comfortable for you, it's comfortable for them. So that's a couple thoughts. But what I found out was, I expected that with this porcelain lamp holder with the aluminum screw-in base, I expected to see corrosion from the ammonia gas from the chicken poop. And you know what? Same thing as you. No problem. The connections are fine. There's no corrosion on the porcelain lamp holders. Everything's working just great. And now about the NOx class, that stands for no, as in no. Ox as in oxidation. And this is a grease that prevents the oxidation of some of the connectors and wire so that they don't corrode. And typically it's used with aluminum wire because aluminum has a great potential for corrosion, especially if it's exposed to the elements. And I used to use it, Kyle, but I don't use it anymore because I found out that I don't have the corrosion problem. Nowhere do I have the corrosion problem. Have you been experiencing that as well? And the NOx, you know, after about 4 or 5 years, it just gets brittle and hard and just cracks.
Yes, it does. So here's my thinking on that. I have outlets in each one of my coops that we use to keep the hot water, you know, put a hot water dish under there, like I mentioned earlier. So what I have found is that the receptacles themselves are starting to degrade from the ammonia gas, but it's taken almost 6 years. So one of the things that's on my list for this coming spring, after we start getting, you know, good daylight and everything, is I'm going to swap out all of those receptacles. And because when I put those in, they were the commercial 20-amp, even though there's not 20 amps anywhere near being, you know, used there, but I put the commercial 20-amp receptacles in there that is not the plug-in type. They do not stab in the back of the receptacle. They wrap around the screw. And so I had the NOx around those, and I haven't checked them. I have noticed, though, because when I was in there the other day, I was starting to look around in the receptacles, and I could notice that there you can see where the, if you look inside the receptacle, you can see where the ammonia gas is starting to degrade the receptacle. So every 5 to 6 years, if I have to change them out, that's not really a problem for me. I wanted to jump back one quick second. The reason I mentioned for folks what we did when we put the roosts, not roost, I'm sorry, the nesting boxes on the left-hand side of the, when we walk in the door, and we put the roosts towards the back. And the reason we did that is so that chickens, when they roost, they will poop like
Jake
3 or 4 times.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paycheck. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update.
From the United States to China, from Europe to Latin America, and from Africa to Australia, the world is too interconnected and interdependent to allow someone to stay aside and at the same time to feel safe when such a battle continues. And your support is crucial.
Ukraine's President Zelensky in front of Congress Wednesday night. Despite our own borders being threatened,
Former Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North on Fox News says this investment to Ukraine is an investment in American workers.
Most of that money is spent here in America. Good, hardworking Americans have the jobs.
They're calling it a bomb cyclone. Heavy snow is coming down across the Midwest to the East Coast and disrupting one of the busiest travel weeks of the year. Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Kyle, you were talking just as we were going into the bottom of the hour break about why you put the roost in the back of your chicken coop.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know how much of that everybody got, so I'll just say. So the nesting boxes are right as you walk in the door. And we put the roost in the back of the chicken coop because chickens will poop a lot when they're roosting, and when in cold weather, when they don't want to get down on the floor for any reason, they will just sit up there, you know, jump down, eat something, and then they'll jump back up on the roost and they poop. So they will poop probably 3 to 4 times as much under that roost. So all of the roosts that we have, which we have 3 of them total, are screwed into the side of the wall so that I can remove them when it's time for us to clean out the coop. And we wind up having to do that because, like I said, we have close to 60 chickens. We end up having to do that on an average about three times a year. We try to wait till the, you know, the weather's accommodating, and we put it, we pile it up there, and we make 1 year's worth of poop over on this particular side. We'll pile it in, and then we will put the newest poop on the other side of this area where I keep it. And then at the end of 2 years, the first year, the very first year we put it out there, we will start, I'll mix that up. I'll take my little rototiller, and because it's all dried out and everything, and I'll dry it out. I'll dig it up with the rototiller and till it up and fluff it up. And then I will load it into a wheelbarrow, and I will take it out there and put it on the beds and till it into the soil real good. And that's one of the reasons we have such great gardens, which we had another very good year this year. But a friend of ours was moving, of all places, Vince, from here. They're moving to Missouri, right across the Kansas line. And they raised goats. And so this last summer when they were leaving, he had a little bobcat with a front end loader on it, and he had a whole huge pile of goat poop. And so I went and got a heaping pile of that, because the only thing I like better than aged chicken poop for my garden is goat poop. So this year we've got enough to do this year and next year. And with the goat poop and the chicken poop, we're going to mix it in there and make a really heavy compost, especially around the heavy eaters, which is like the broccoli and cauliflower and Brussels sprouts and stuff like that are real heavy eaters. You know, you got to fertilize a lot of them. So anyway, that's just kind of a rundown of some things and filling in a few gaps that we did. So the nesting boxes are up front so that you don't have to walk through all of that poop. You just can walk around, and they don't poop as much right near the nesting boxes as they do out by the roost. So you don't have to walk through all of that when you gather eggs all the time. So anyway, that fills in a little gaps of some things that I was talking about.
Yeah, and I had a question about the 5,000-degree Kelvin LED lights that you use. So do you use the kind that are 48-inch strips, like one tube? That one tube 48 inches long, or do you use the kind that come as a shop light, or what do you do?
Yeah, no, I actually use like your little porcelain lights. We the lights are that I buy the type that are screw in, like a mogul base, they're called, like a normal light bulb. And we found one of the reasons I like those is because I've kind of got to, it's just so simple that if one goes out, you don't have to, you know, change out long strips and get up there and twist them out and stuff. I want something simple, and it's a small room. And when that thing comes on, because I've been up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and as soon as that thing comes on, all of a sudden I've got roosters crowing like it's downtown Phoenix. It's pretty funny. But they start crowing right at 5 o'clock. Well, you turn the light on to them, and they're ready to rock and roll.
So when you use these porcelain lamp holders, you're talking about the keyless lamp holders, the kind I use, right?
Yep, exactly. Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so here's the question. Have you experimented, Kyle, with the position of the light bulb and noticed a different lifespan of the light bulb? So, for example, if you have the light bulb screwed in with the base up, so you have it in your hand and you're screwing it into the socket and the socket's overhead, have you experimented with how long does a light bulb last in that position, meaning upside down, the bulb itself is upside down, versus the bulb being right side up with the base at the bottom or with the base horizontally? I'll tell you what I've noticed. I believe that the light bulbs last the longest when they are horizontal, meaning the base is sideways. I believe they last the longest. That would be compact fluorescent lights and LED lights, because LED lights, believe it or else, class, they generate heat, and there is a heat sink right near the base of the LED bulb. So there's a plastic lens, if you will, bulb, connected to an aluminum, usually painted white, heat sink. And that heat sink gets darn hot. It gets so hot that if you were to touch it with your fingers after it's been running for, let's say, half hour or more, you'll burn your fingers. That's with one of these cool-seeming LED light bulbs, you know, the incandescent-style light bulbs. So what I do is I put them sideways whenever I can, and they last way longer. They last the least amount of time when they're upside down, in my opinion. Kyle, your thoughts?
Makes sense, Vince. Heat is the killer of everything. But I will tell you, I've got the same LEDs in there that I've had for 6 years, so I haven't had a problem yet. And they turn off, like I said, at 10 o'clock, and they kick back on about 5. So I've got the same ones in there that we've had for 6 years now, and they're still going. And I have extras. I buy extras whenever I get a chance. If I can find them, there is a type that's got a little tube, if you were. It would be like a cylinder tube that hangs down and threads into the mogul base. That screw-in thing is called a mogul, M-O-G-U-L, mogul base. And they make different sizes of that. But the standard mogul base type light bulb that you would use with an incandescent light. Anyway, those little tubes, and believe it or not, even at Walmart, have lasted so long. It's just been amazing. But like I said, I buy extras. I always have extras. And so far, though, we have just a pile of them in our storage and haven't had to use them. So it's been really, really handy. I will say, though, on your infrared lights, we have noticed that if those are hanging down where the heat is rising up, they don't last as long as if they're horizontal, for sure, the infrared. And we personally, I don't know kind of what you like, Vince, but if I'm raising chicks, I like the red type infrared lights. And that's pretty much all we will use them for is raising chicks. But I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like I get more heat out of the red sort of almost clear ones. Make sure you don't get, folks, there's red lamps out there that might say 250 watt, but if you can't see through the red coloring, if it's just like a painted red on the front of it, that's a cheap Chinese bunch of crap, and they're not infrared. They're just a red lamp.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because there was a farm supply store called Orschlin, and I don't particularly like them because those guys that were selling the this line flushing fluid as hydraulic fluid, and it damaged all of our equipment. I really don't particularly like Orschlin, but they had some infrared bulbs on sale, and they were 2 for $5. And they were the 125 or the 250 watt. You could get whichever ones you wanted. And I don't like going in stores, you know, since the great death. So I called the store manager and I said, you know, I'd like to get these on sale, and I can give you my credit card over the phone. I said, no, you got to give it to us in person. I said, okay. So how about this? How about I buy 10 of these? And you put them in a bag. I hand you my credit card. You take the credit card into the cashier right near the front door, and then you charge it. And we have an account with you anyway, tax exempt for our farm. And he said, okay, we can do that. So he brought them out, and my son was picking them up and assumed that the manager knew exactly what Dad had ordered. Okay, I ordered exactly what was on sale, and what I got was exactly what you said, Kyle. They're like Christmas lights. They're red, and they're Chinese, and they are not infrared. They're red lights. And I described them. I said, okay, these are like floodlights, flood lamps. They're infrared. They're 125 watts. That's the size I would like. And he said, yep, I know. I got it. Yep. Mm-hmm. And we got home. I opened the bag after it was disinfected in the sunlight, and I thought, I can't believe it. Here's the store manager, and he's got no clue. He doesn't know what an infrared light looks like. And he's one of the guys stocking the shelves. So I had to bring him back, and I got the correct ones. But you're absolutely right, class. If you cannot see through the front lens of this infrared light, it's not an infrared light. And an infrared light is very lightweight. It weighs less than one of these heavy, clunky, old-fashioned flood lamps with a red paint on the lens. So make sure it says infrared. Okay? And we don't make them in this country anymore. We don't. They come from Europe. And the ones you want are from Europe, not from China. So that, you're absolutely right. Kyle, back to these LED lights for the chickens. Now, are these, do they have a filter, you know, like a whitish colored semi-translucent covering, plastic covering on the lens itself, or are they clear?
They have the translucent.
Okay.
So you were talking about the angle. It's interesting because I have a shed roof on my chicken coop, so to speak. It's not a real steep, but all of my boxes are made so that all of these lamps are on maybe about a 10-degree angle. And I don't know if that has had anything to do with, you know, the heat not coming directly straight up to them, but they're on just a slight angle. But that has been very good. But it's sort of a translucent color. This is just my thinking. This isn't me necessarily having done any research on it. But to me, when it's clear and you have this bright hue, this bright, almost to me, it's harsh. I like it to be a little bit translucent to sort of filter, if you will, the light. I want it to be similar, as close as I can, to daylight, but, you know, and without being in direct sunlight, if you will. So okay, I like the little translucent ones.
That's why I asked, because without that translucent filter, plus you're going to get ultraviolet light and you can blind your chickens. Kyle did it right. Absolutely right. So those non-filtered clear lenses are dangerous. Keep that in mind because of the ultraviolet light.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, sometimes I call Kyle after the broadcast and we chat about, so how was the ranking, you know, that day? And it's not infrequent that I say to Kyle, record ranking. Again, Kyle, record ranking today. No kidding. So I just want to let you know that there are people who are paying attention to what y'all have to say, Kyle. Here is a, we were talking about this 2011 Cadillac. That's 11 years old, right? Cadillac SRX. Kind of a nice looking car. Here is what a guy had to say about this car. This is at carcomplaints.com. Carcomplaints.com. Quote, when, I'm going to have to shift the screen left and right to read it, but it's just four short paragraphs. When I bought this car, I had no idea there was no spare tire. Didn't look, didn't even consider it. Having noticed it and done some research, I understand that the compressor and the goop that was furnished would not fix most of the flats that I've had in the past. So will we be stranded on the road and at the mercy of whatever evil might befall? I decided to retrofit with a donut kit until finding out the cost. And then more recently, it seems that they're not available at any price. The same now seems to hold true for the special wheel. It cannot be purchased. Last night, a used wheel sold online for $350. No jack or anything. Over and over, I've found that the 18 by 4.5 inch wide wheel was for sale, but now it is not available. Is there a conspiracy to eliminate these spares from the market? The tire part is easy to get still, but not the wheel. Bottom line, we're scared to take this car out on a long trip. Sadly, it's only good to be a grocery getter. End quote, from a guy named Paul W. in Florida. So here's a guy who lives in Florida, where you hardly ever get flats, right? Because there's not gravel roads there. I mean, everything's paved and smooth and nice and warm and no road salt. And this guy is really annoyed that his 2011 Cadillac SRX does not come with a spare tire or a jack. I got to tell you, class, it's a real problem. Now, why do I like a spare tire, and where do they put most of the spare tires? Well, in our old Mercedes, including my 1996 antique Mercedes, they put the spare tire flat. They punch down the bottom of the trunk so that the spare tire fits in a well that's just maybe a half inch larger than the full diameter of a full-size spare tire. The jack is in there. The tire changing tools are in there. It's all in there. And it's screwed down so it stays in place. Now, there are a lot of advantages of having a spare tire. One, of course, is if you have a flat. And it's really nice to have a jack, because if you don't have one, spare tire doesn't do you any good. But the cars that do have them, that lie flat, like I'm talking about, at the lowest point of the trunk, and then there's usually some kind of a board that covers it so you can put other items in the trunk, you know, to carry around. Well, that spare tire actually protects the occupants of the vehicle. It is reinforcing steel and a cushion of air surrounded by rubber at the tire in case you're in a rear-end collision, in case some moron is looking at his phone or her phone instead of paying attention to the wheel, or even worse, you're being followed by a Tesla and nobody's driving. So a spare tire is way more important than just having a spare tire. It is additional crash protection. And I'm not kidding. If you look, next time you drive, look left and right and look at the vehicles and see what the front end damage looks like or the rear end damage. And you'll see that these new sculpted, squashed, jelly bean looking cars have nothing other than a thin skin of plastic in the front quarter panels. Nothing. There's nothing there. It's plastic in the front. And if the quarter panel is metal, it is as thin as a business card. I am not exaggerating, class. It's as thin as a credit card. Kyle?
No, you're absolutely right, Vince. These things have what they call crush zones. And their whole objective here is to absorb the crush to get before it gets to you. But it will come. It's not like the old steel cars. It will totally. You get into anything over about probably 25 miles an hour with these new cars, and you can be front or rear, and you can be completely into a car replacement scenario, because they will just total the car.
Because there's not a lot of protection, and not having a spare tire is worse than just not being able to change a flat. It's way worse than that, because the spare tire is one of the things that protects the fuel tank, believe it or not. For real. Kyle, thank you so much for being with us. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.